This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Sources tell WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has told schools chief Pedro Martinez he wants him to resign. Martinez is reportedly refusing to step down until he hears from the Board of Education. The board is responsible for hiring and firing the CEO, but typically the board is in lockstep with the mayor, who appoints them. The board has sided with Martinez on some key issues. A senior aide says Martinez has lost the support of the board. Board members did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Chicago is ending the use of the gunshot detection technology ShotSpotter on Sunday. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports despite an attempt by city council members to force a contract extension, the gunshot detection technology company SoundThinking says its services will end in Chicago as planned. In a statement, the company, formerly known as ShotSpotter, says real-time gunshot alerts will stop being sent to Chicago police at midnight Sunday. The technology infrastructure will begin to be dismantled, and the company will work with the Chicago Police Department during a 60-day demobilization period. Mayor Brandon Johnson vowed to veto the ordinance that directs Chicago's police superintendent to continue a contract for that technology, deriding the tech as walkie-talkies on a stick. Johnson's office hasn't said when the veto might be issued. After several weeks of little to no rain, the Chicago area is in the middle of a drought. Currently, the U.S. Drought Monitor has the region in a moderate drought stage. National Weather Service meteorologist Zachary Yak says there will be periods of rain into tonight.
We may get a few additional showers and storms, mainly in the southern part of the Chicago metro and definitely more into like northwest Indiana later on this afternoon into this early part of this evening, but again, probably nothing substantially, at least from a drought perspective.
Yak says a cold front will then push through the area early Sunday with high temperatures in the low 70s. The Weather Service predicts more showers and thunderstorms starting Monday and throughout next week. Ahead of the opening of its new home, the National Public Housing Museum on Chicago's Near West Side is hosting events this weekend in collaboration with the Smithsonian. Events are part of a national initiative called Our Shared Future, Reckoning with Our Racial Past. Tiff Beatty is the museum associate director and says it's a chance to talk through Chicago's racialized history and think about the future.
Each city sort of gets to interpret this initiative, and we've all come together to develop this series of programs, which includes a neighborhood exploration day, and we have performances, we have oral history listening and mapping sessions, film screenings, and just so much more.
There are free events today and tomorrow. And Chicago's Joffrey Ballet is the subject of an exhibit that is now on view at the New York Public Library. Curators say the recognition for the classical ballet company is long overdue. Curator Julia Folk says compared with major New York dance companies, the Joffrey has been understudied by academics. And she tells my colleague Courtney Kippers this show is a chance to correct that. It dives deep into the company's history, including its move to Chicago in 1995.
The exhibition is about the company, and the emphasis on that makes it a story about how it began, how it lived, nearly died, over and over again, what it means to create a ballet company in the United States and what that means to make it survive almost 70 years.
The exhibit will come to Chicago next fall. Weather, a sunny, breezy, very warm Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 60s. You could see some rain here and there. And then sunshine and hot on Saturday with a high near 90. Rain on Saturday night and into Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy weekend. Thanks for listening.